Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. Now, this is a live radio broadcast designed to inspire, encourage, and empower you forward into your breakthrough. Now, join me weekly, along with my distinguished guest, that will share wisdom and stories of great faith. And now, here we go. Let's get started with inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday evening radio broadcast of Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. And yes, I am your host. I am Dr. Beverly Swanson, and it is a delight, as always, to have you with us this evening, having an opportunity to share wisdom or real stories from real people that affect our everyday lives. So that's what inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough is about. It's simply about things that are on your minds and or experiences that our special guests that we feature when we have on have gone through journeys, and they've made it through, and they have a testimony to share. Why do we do that? Well, because it encourages us as we go through our journey to know that there is a means to the end, and we can and will proceed forward to our breakthrough as well. So it is truly a delight to have you on the broadcast this evening. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to call in and ask questions before we do end the broadcast. Now, I know I do say that typically every broadcast, but we get so caught up in our featured guests that we just want to hear everything that they have to share. But this time, there's not going to be a problem. I don't have a special guest. I will be bringing forth the broadcast. I'm answering an email that was sent, so you're going to find out about that email and what the show is about right now. So, loving your difference. Every day, ladies and gentlemen, every day we are faced with ridicule, judgment, accusations, not to mention jealousy, envy, unprovoked and unsolicited comments of someone's opinion about us. Why? I say, why do they feel that they need to inflict that upon us? Now, although we do, we try to ignore it, but it is truly often painful. What a critical world we live in today. Everyone has an opinion about who we are or how we are, what we should be or how we should be, how we should act or dress, think, how we should talk or walk. There is truly no safe zone at all away from opinionated people. They're in the workplace, they're in schools, some of the PTAs, they're the kids' soccer practice and games. And yes, I have to say it, though, even in the church. So there is no escape from all the judging and the cliques. Whether one is a teenager, dear friends, or a mature man or woman, the pain that is inflicted by comments or gossip or shunning are truly taking its toll on even the strongest. So what am I talking about? You say, I'm talking about loving yourself and loving your difference in a negative environment. So I want you to take a few moments and think about that. Think about that for a moment while we take a quick musical break. Well, welcome back, everyone. So you have tuned in to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. And again, I'm Dr. Beverly Swanson, your host for the show. And tonight, we're going to be discussing loving yourself and loving your difference in a negative environment. Okay? So before the mini break, we talked about how there is no escape from the judging. So you say, so what do you do, Dr. Beverly? Okay. Well, first of all, I want you to know I too have experienced this often and, you know, still today. It just amazes me how people go out of their way to be cool, cliquish, or let you know that they don't like you. And unfortunately, everyone, many of these people call themselves Christians. Well, number one, here you go. Do not let their behavior cause you to become bitter. Very important. Do not let their behavior cause you to become bitter. This is not your problem. It's their problem. Think about those that they envy, and they are acting out of their own insecurities. You know, my mother used to say, if people are talking about you, then you must be doing something right. And if they are not talking about you, then check yourself. You might be slipping. So you see, people also tend to talk about those that they don't understand. And Jesus is an excellent example. So you're in very good company. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you, if you are a trailblazer, pioneer, a forerunner, then they are not going to understand you. This is the category that you're in, not being understood. You see, you're different. You're here to make a difference. You bring change. You bring a new thing. You bring a new energy. And many people are afraid of change. They don't want to change. And they definitely don't want to try something new. Now, if you also have an innovative mind, or you're a visionary or a dreamer, again, to murmur about you. So here's what I want you to do. expect that there are going to be some that always have something to say, especially if you fit in those categories. No one fully understands a trailblazer, a pioneer, a forerunner. We blast through the mountains with a new thing and a new way, just as I've already spoken. So it's different than what they're used to, different than what they've seen before, and there are always going to be those that will buck against that. Okay, so here's number two. We live in a time, dear friend, where you must know who you are and whose you are. When you recognize that you are the creation of a loving Father who purposely made each of us wonderfully different, then you can embrace that difference with love and gratitude. You see, God said, you are wonderfully, you are uniquely and wonderfully made. I'm going to repeat that again. God said in his word that you are uniquely and wonderfully made. You realize that it's a precious gift and you won't let anyone take it from you. Better change who you are. So here's what I want you to do. Look beyond what you see and hear and keep your focus and your heart on what you know. That God loves your difference. I don't know if I'm going to say that again. It means so much to me. That God loves your difference. He loves my difference. So love your difference and let the light of yours shine. Your light shine. Let me give you a few tips that will help you. Can I do that? Okay. Here we go. Number one, do not respond negatively. Very, very important. We definitely want to take a breath before we speak. We don't want to engage with them on their level, ladies and gentlemen. That's where they want you, so that they can rattle your cage, if you will, and give them something tangible to talk, to show them that the God in you, the eagle in you. You want to take them to where they are not used to going. Higher ground. You definitely want to smile and just simply say, oh my, look at the time. Sorry, I simply must go. You see, at all times, dear friends, we want to maintain your integrity. We want to maintain our integrity, maintain our power, and maintain our blessing. So very important. Tip number one, do not respond negatively. Okay, here we go with tip number two. If you really want to bless God, and shame the devil, quickly turn around and ask them, anything I can pray for you for before you go. So before you leave, turn around, surprise them, ask them, is there anything that you can pray for them for? Not only are you blessing our Father, you're also blessing them. And blessing them is shaming the enemy, shaming the devil, and truly, you are walking away victorious. Okay, number three. Do not hold your frustration in. Oh, that's so important. Do not hold your frustration in inside. You see, anything different that affects our heart painfully and allowed to stay there festers and will get a grip on us and constantly stay on our mind. It will keep coming up, and that is definitely a no-no. Have a friend, if you will. Have a friend that you can trust to release it to. Have a friend that not only can you trust to release what's in your heart to, but they will give you a positive feedback. Now, here's the clincher. Always, when you finish that conversation, when you've taken in the advice that they've had to give you, and they've revived you, empowered you, restored you, built you back up, the clincher is this, dear friend. Always pray person you're discussing. Very, very important. That is the difference between gossiping and getting help. Before you conclude your conversation, you're saying, what, Dr. Bev? Oh, my God. I don't know. But here's the thing. You see, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, which means they're not fleshy. They are mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. So it may not make sense to you right now. It may not. But the word is very clear. When someone does this, you know, is unkind or does this wrong, and I'm paraphrasing here, we're supposed to pray for them. You see, that's walking in the true love and the compassion of Christ. And you'll see why in a little bit, why that is important. We have to remember that sometimes people don't understand what they are doing. They're being used by the devil. There's areas in their lives that they're having challenges with themselves, and it brings on a lead-in, an avenue, an area, a crack, if you will, where the enemy could come in with their shortcomings and use it against you. So we have to remember that it's not the person, but it is the enemy, the devil himself, using the person to do his bidding. So definitely have that love and the compassion of Jesus and pray for them and bless them. Now, listen, I'm not going to say that is easy, because I remember the first time that I had to do that, and the Lord told me by his Spirit that I needed to do that for someone that was very cruel to me. And not only that, that person jeopardized a business that I had. And still, even with the impact of the damage that he caused, that's what the Spirit of the Lord told me. He said, you pray for him and you bless him. I will share this with you. When I started to engage in that, dear friends, before I was even finished praying, I felt a freedom. I felt a release. The pain that was gripping my heart was alleviated. So it is very, very important that we remember that our weapons of warfare are not carnal. They are mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Are you ready for number four? Okay, here we go. Now, number four is open your mouth. Open your mouth and speak against every negative word or words or report that was said about you. that were said about you or your family or anyone that's associated with you. And then plead the protective blood of Jesus over them and proclaim, this is very important, and proclaim that they are null and void and of ill effect. Now let that resonate for just a moment. And while you're doing that, I just want to tell the audience that have just shown in to the studio, I see that you have arrived. Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with Dr. Beverly. That's me. I'm your host of the broadcast this evening, and we are addressing and discussing a very, very important topic this evening. And what is that topic, do you say? That topic is loving yourself and loving your difference in a negative environment. So welcome to the studio. Welcome to the broadcast. It is wonderful to have you. I'm in the middle of giving tips, but don't you worry. Immediately after the broadcast, it shall be ready for your review to listen to from the beginning to the end in its entirety immediately following. So no worries. You can just pick up where we are right now. So we are talking about those tips. Now, tip number five, dear friends, is speak positive affirmations, positive words over yourself. It replenishes you. It revitalizes you. And it reminds you of just how awesome you are. Here are some examples. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am victorious in everything I do. And I am the son or daughter of the living God that loves me. I can do all things in Christ Jesus, and there is no one like me. So far, here are the tips that we've discussed. I gave you number one, do not respond negatively. And number two, if you really want to bless God and shame the devil, remember, quickly turn around and ask, is there anything I can pray for you for before you leave? Do you remember number three? Do not hold your frustrations in. Talk about them with someone that you can trust, a good friend, husband, spouse, that is very dear to you, that will give you positive feedback that is in alignment with the word, and that we fill you back up and build you back up, revitalize you. And before you conclude that conversation, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to pray for the person that you are discussing. Right? You want to pray over them, and you want to bless them. Next, open your mouth and speak against every negative word or words or reports that were said about you, that were said about your family or anyone associated with you. Remember, you have to plead the protective blood of Jesus over those words that were said, and proclaim that they are now null and void and of ill effect. And what is number five? Number five is speak those positive affirmations and the positive words over yourself. Why? Because it replenishes you and reminds you of just how awesome you are. Now, that is certainly a mouthful to absorb. So take a moment and do that, I have a very special treat for you right now. Before we go any further, last week, ladies and gentlemen, our guest on the show was Dr. Alvin McKinney. He is an international saxophonist, and his music is phenomenal. It's so uplifting and empowering. And I had a special request from someone that emailed me and asked me if I would play one of the songs that that truly made her feel, it brought her out of a very, very difficult situation by hearing it. She went into a dance of praise. So I said, I will play that for you this evening. So we're going to take a break, and I am going to play that song so that we can all enjoy it. And again, it is Dr. Alvin McKinney and King David's Victory Dance. All right, get your dancing shoes on and just let loose for 4 minutes. Thank you. Hey, I am back. My goodness, I absolutely love that CD. And his CD, ladies and gentlemen, is entitled A Spiritual Journey. Again, he was our special guest last Tuesday. Just an amazing saxophonist, and he shared a testimony of his journey. And so intense was that journey, the ups and the downs that he had to endure. Even when he turned his back on God, yet God never failed or forsakes him and or forsook him. Now listen, if you have any time, you can always go back to the archives again, and you can hear his story and his testimony. It will inspire you, empower you to move forward, to propel forward, and to never, ever, ever give up again. His name is Dr. Alvin K. McKinney. Now, you can Google him, and you can Google the name and get the website and all the information on him and how to get his music. It so made me feel good to listen to that. You know, you have to take a break and enjoy yourself and enjoy life. Laugh, smile, because people, dear friends, will drain you if you let them. And you cannot left them. By design, people have been, or spirits have been assigned to interfere with your progress for your purpose. They've been designed by the enemy, by Satan himself, to stop you from moving forward, to frustrate you, to hinder you, to block you. And you just cannot let that happen. You cannot. This is why it was so important to me after I saw all the emails addressing challenges that people were having behind people that were just being ugly, ugly in their personality, ugly in the way that they act, going out of their way simply because they're insecure in themselves. Or behind that spirit of jealousy and that spirit of envy. I want each and every one of us, including me, to make it through the journey and fulfill the great purpose that has been designed for my life and that has been designed for your life. We were destined for greatness. We were all made unique and wonderfully so. Hey, remember, there are not even two fingerprints exactly the same. Well, you know what that means. We are absolutely irreplaceable. So you have a gift in you that must be seen. There is a voice in you that must be heard. There is greatness in you that must be fulfilled. And I am committed to providing the information and the wisdom and the tools so that you can be successful and victorious in your journey to your breakthrough. So I want you to remember this. It's so important. And this will help you. It's so important each day that we will know that we're going to face some sort of challenge that will attempt to knock the wind out of our sails. Listen, always remember this scripture, and that's Joshua 5, chapter 5, and verse 9. And it says, be of good courage and be not dismayed, for I am with you wherever you go. I can't tell you how comforting that is to me. Let me repeat it for you again.
Joshua chapter 5, verse 9. The Lord said, be of good cheer. Be not dismayed. That means discouraged. For I am with you wherever you go. That means we're not alone. Sometimes we tend to feel alone because we just get tired of all the unnecessary things that we have to contend with, along with life itself. But it's very comforting to know that whether it's day or night, morning or noon, sleep or awake, we are not alone. Our Father, who also happens to be God, is with us everywhere we go. You see, dear friends, God is our Father. He sees everything and misses nothing. He will step in, and when we are mistreated, just as any father would or should, cannot, if we behave contrary to his word. Very important. He can't step in on our behalf if we're acting contrary to his word. Remember I said we have to walk in love and in compassion? So strive with everything that you have in you. And you can ask for help. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you in it. I tell you, I have to ask every single day for the Holy Spirit to help me contend with contentious people. Help me to love, show love and compassion in every situation and every circumstance. You can't do it on your own. It takes the help of the Holy Spirit to do that consistently. So strive every day to walk in love and kindness, regardless of how others may behave towards you. Now, I know that's the hard part. I know it is. But it's very important that you do this. And watch, just watch and see who your Father, the Great I Am, is. He will show up victoriously on your behalf. Now listen, I did promise that I would take a few moments and answer questions that may come in. So if you wanted to call in and ask Dr. Beverly a question, you can do so by dialing 347-202-0120. Again, that number is 347-202-0120. Go ahead and dial in, and I'll see your number and your hand raised and click you in to ask that question. Chat it through, and I will see it, and I'll be happy to read it for everyone on the air and answer it. Now, listen, don't worry about your name being said or your phone number being called out. I certainly will not do that or respect your privacy. Now, I'm going to give you a minute to do that, because I know it takes a moment to type and chat that through, or at least to dial the number. So let me just put a brief commercial music on so that you can bring that into my attention. Well, here we go. Just a little mini commercial music just for you. Okay, here we go. I am back. This is Dr. Beverly of Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. I do have a few questions that have been chatted through, and let's see, we'll go ahead and read a couple of them. Number one, this individual has chatted in. Okay, this is a church question. Okay, here we go. Dr. Beverly, I attend a very large church. There's so many people, yet it seems like I don't belong. No matter how much I try, I don't seem to fit in, and it doesn't seem like I am embraced. What do I do? I'm tired of feeling this way. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, that actually, dear one, is a common problem. It's a common challenge. Many feel that way. But here's the thing. Never let other people, dear one, drive you away from where you need to be or where you're supposed to be, or, even more importantly, where you are ordained to be. Definitely want to have a conversation with the Lord. If you're getting the Word, and the Word is teaching you, and you're getting revelations of the Word, an understanding of the Word that helps you in your daily life and your walk with Christ, never let anyone drive you away from where you're supposed to be, where you're being fed. You're going to church. The bottom line is to hear and learn the Word of God. Now remember earlier in the tip I was saying, even when people are unfair to you, you still have to walk in the love of Christ and the compassion of Christ. And if we do that, remember Joshua 5, verse 9? Our Father will come in and handle what needs to be handled. Sometimes people just need to see your genuine love. Show them your genuine love. Don't think people don't see you. A light is always shining in the darkness. And if it does not change over the time that you think is reasonable, then go, please, have a conversation with your pastor. Make him aware of how you're feeling, because a good shepherd cares about all of his flock. And I do hope that answered the question for you. Okay, one more. Okay, here we go. Another church question. And this individual says that in her church, she feels like all the women are shunning her, that are married. It's like they're trying to keep their husbands from her and she's not interested. Okay. All righty. Well, that's an interesting one. And, you know, I have to tell you, I have seen that too. Sometimes, dear one, people are very insecure, even with their own relationship. And there really isn't anything that you can do about that, to walk in the righteousness that you are and that you know how. We don't know what's going on in their household. We don't know why they're feeling that way. We don't know if they have reason to feel that way because of how their husband is, and that is simply not our problem. That is something that the two of them as a couple are going to have to contend with. You just continue to move forward. Go and listen to the Word. Enjoy the service. Enjoy the Word. Enjoy praise and worship. The joy of your Lord, of the Lord, is your strength. And don't let anyone take that from you, okay? Okay. All right. We have room for and time for one more. And this gentleman is saying in his chat that he feels like
an outcast in his family. He is not fit in. He has never fit in, and it's very hurtful to him.
Wow.
I have to tell you, I understand how you feel, because I, too, growing up in my younger years, my teen years, and, you know, it's better now as an adult, but growing up, dear one, I did not feel that I fit in. My sisters used to say I was weird. They called me weird, and as a matter of fact, they used to say I was adopted. My mom found me in the stewie hole. You know, I was different, uniquely and wonderfully so different. And fortunately, you know, my mother did try. She talked to me about different things so that I would understand a little more about who I was, and she was in tune with that. But I mentioned earlier, I mentioned trailblazer, forerunner, and pioneer. When you are one of these, growing up is a challenge because it's difficult to understand why we can't fit in, why we always stand out, and why it appears that we don't seem to be accepted. Well, I want you to know that there is a group that does accept you. It's those that are just like you. They accept you. They understand. We understand because we are those pioneers and those trailblazers and forerunners. And I must tell you, it is exciting being us when you embrace it and hold on to it, because we are earth changers. So embrace your different. Surround yourself with people that appreciate you. It doesn't matter if they don't understand you, as long as they appreciate your difference, appreciate who you are, and enjoy you as you are. Well, I want to thank everyone. I haven't time to take any more questions, but I want to thank everyone that has chatted their questions through. And if you have additional questions, it's okay. I will provide an email address for you that you can send them to me, and I will still take the time to answer them, okay? All of this, again, remember that you will face a challenge each day. Some sort of challenge that will attempt to knock the wind out of yourself or knock you down. But I want you to remember that scripture, Joshua chapter 5 and verse 9. Be of good cheer. Be not dismayed or discouraged, for I am with you wherever you go. Never give away your joy, dear ones. For the word says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Well, dear ones, that brings us to the end of the broadcast. And I do hope that you have enjoyed what you have heard. Contact me and let me know. Do contact me. Let me know your thoughts about the broadcast. You can do that by sending me an email to info@drbeverlylswanson.com. That's drbeverlylswanson. info@drbeverlylswanson.com. Or you can send me a direct message on Facebook. As a matter of fact, if you could tweet your ideas and how you felt about the show through Twitter and Facebook, I would so appreciate that. And on Facebook, you can find me under Beverly L. Swanson. My tweet, my Twitter address is Dr. Beverly Swanso. No L in that one and no N at the end of Swanson. Dr. Beverly Swanso. You can even follow me here on Blog Talk. All kinds of ways I have made myself available to you. If you're looking for more wisdom nuggets, you can visit my website. And you can do that by pulling up www.drbeverlyswanson.com. Yes, you guessed it. But there are wisdom messages there, audio style, that you can click and listen to me give you a weekly wisdom message new, just for you each week. And there's so much to look at there. There's the product store. There's much that you can take a look at, and it's available to you that will help you, aid you, strengthen you, equip you in your journey to greatness. I even am available to those who are looking for a Christian counselor, a personal development consultant, or life consultant, or spiritual advisor. Contact me via the website or the email that I have relayed to you, and I will be happy. I look forward to responding to you. So here we are. We are at the conclusion of the broadcast. It has been a sheer delight being with you this evening. Again, I hope I have shared wisdom nuggets and tools and tips that will help you through those difficult times when people are creating that negative environment for you. Stay on track. Stay who you are. You are uniquely and wonderfully made for a purpose by design. And greatness is yours. Greatness is divine. And greatness awaits you. So on the way out of the studio, I'm going to play one more song for you by Dr. Alvin McKinney, and this is entitled "And All Heaven Smiles," because it certainly does. Heaven smiles at you. I look forward to seeing you next week on the air, next Tuesday at 7 p.m., and in the meantime, know that Dr. Beverly loves you more. See you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.